BBC News with David Austin. Pro-Russian militants have attacked official buildings in the eastern Ukrainian city of Luhansk, seizing several of them. The protesters took control of the city's regional administration building and the prosecutor's office, and later opened fire with automatic weapons at the police headquarters. Our correspondent Steve Rosenberg reports from eastern Ukraine.
With each day, Kiev seems to lose more and more control in eastern Ukraine. Pro-Russia activists smashed their way into the regional administration building in Luhansk. These are supporters of Moscow. They reject Ukraine's pro-EU government, which they see as illegitimate, and they're demanding a referendum on breaking away from Kiev. The police did nothing to stop this.
The Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that Moscow could reconsider the participation of Western companies in its economy, including the energy sector. On Monday, the United States and the European Union imposed new sanctions against a number of Russian individuals and companies over what they described as Moscow's destabilizing actions in Ukraine. Mr. Putin, who was speaking in the capital of Belarus, Minsk, denied there were any Russian forces in eastern Ukraine. Gunmen have stormed the Libyan parliament in Tripoli and opened fire as MPs held a special session to elect a new prime minister. The previous holder of the office stepped down earlier this month, saying that he and his family had been attacked. From Tripoli, here's Rana Jawad.
Witnesses say gunmen fired shots outside the building before storming it. This prompted a swift exit of all the legislators. Earlier today, members of Congress held a vote on seven candidates. The two top candidates in the running were supposed to move on to a second round of voting, but competing views within Congress stalled the process for hours. Members say they have postponed their meetings until next week.
The National Basketball Association in the United States has banned the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers for life in response to racist remarks he made. The NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, said Donald Sterling was banned from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA. He also faces a fine of $2.5 million. David Willis has this report from L.A.
At the center of this row is a tape-recorded telephone conversation, which the National Basketball Association says features the voice of Donald Sterling, in which the 80-year-old billionaire tells his 31-year-old former girlfriend, Vanessa Stiviano, that he doesn't want her associating with black people or bringing black friends to the LA Clippers games. More than three-quarters of the players in the National Basketball Association League are black, and President Obama has led a chorus of condemnation, branding Mr. Sterling's remarks racist and incredibly offensive.
World News from the BBC. The former Prime Minister of Zimbabwe, Morgan Tsvangirai, has fought back against rivals who suspended him from his party, the Movement for Democratic Change. He's expelled the ex-finance minister, Tendai Biti. At a news conference, Mr. Tsvangirai denied that the infighting would strengthen Zimbabwe's 90-year-old president, Robert Mugabe.
As far as I am concerned, this is the work of our opponents. It does not make Mugabe stronger. Far from it. Mugabe's strength cannot be based on power. It has to be based on popularity. And I don't believe that President Mugabe has the popular support of the people of Zimbabwe.
The Iraqi writer Ahmed Sadawi has won the 2014 International Prize for Arabic Fiction for his novel Frankenstein in Baghdad. The award was announced at the Abu Dhabi International Book Fair in the United Arab Emirates. Our arts reporter Vincent Dowd reports.
Mary Shelley invented Victor Frankenstein and the creature he gives life to in her novel of 1818. Almost two centuries on in his third novel, Ahmed Sadawi has recycled the basic idea in a highly original story set in Baghdad. The judges say it's a significant addition to contemporary Arabic fiction, told in an inventive way. There's a hint of the fairy tale. A poor rubbish collector in Baghdad assembles a new body using parts from victims of bombings. The body then comes to life and wreaks revenge on those responsible for the killings.
The current European football champions Bayern Munich have been thrashed by Real Madrid in the second leg of the Champions League semi-final. Playing at home in Munich, Bayern were defeated by 4-0. Cristiano Ronaldo and Sergio Ramos scored 2 goals each. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.